Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins, but we all know that. And this week, I'm joined by some really, really, really special guests. I got the upbeats on the co-host duty. How are you both doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Good, man.
Awesome to see you guys again. I think this is the third show you've co-hosted. You are the most consistent or most popular or most co-hosty type duo that we've had throughout the history of Vision Radio. It's really early in the morning, so I can't speak properly. So I'm going to let you speak.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess, because we've got a pretty long and deep relationship with Vision Recording.
A strong Vision.
Stands to reason.
Pedigree.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it should be nothing less, of course.
Hey, brilliant. We've got loads of your material to go back over and listen to throughout the show, and loads of awesome suggestions. So tell us, which one have you picked this one, Octo?
I picked this one.
Go on.
Just because it's like, I was going through a bunch of tunes that we sort of bubbled away in the background a little bit more, and this, I think this is one of them, maybe?
Yeah,
or maybe I'm just not aware of what people are into. But a couple of those ones in the track list.
Amazing. Let's take it away with Octo. Next, another one from yourselves. Tell us why you've picked this particular one over your 20-year catalogue.
This was around kind of, it was an exciting time for us in terms of what we were producing, and this was a really fun collab with our longtime friend Dos in New Zealand.
Yes.
And I've just always loved the sound of, particularly like this, the intro. I love the vibe of this. And the vibe of the drop is like, I don't know that I can necessarily play this now, but I just like the rawness of it.
I wish we could play stuff like this. I'm sure if you did play it, it would go down really, really well. I mean, it took my head off when I re-listened to this. 12 years old as well. It kind of feels like, in retrospect, it feels a bit like a homage to Ram Trilogy as well, really, in that way.
Oh, totally.
Just a massive, massive stinker of a tune.
Yeah.
So we are going right the way back now into the deep, deep, deep history of the Upbeats. This is Disorder. So take us back. Oh, no, actually, it's not that old. You put non-vogue. This is 2019. Yeah. This is
It does feel like a long time ago. But, you know,
deep pre-COVID history.
Yeah, anything before COVID. I was going to say, can we re-record that? But don't. Anything before COVID is deep inside.
It's pretty much like...
Deep.
Yeah.
It's the Dark Ages, isn't it? Yeah, this one's another one that kind of... we actually released ourselves. Yeah, so it wasn't on a label, so to speak. But it's kind of quite a sort of a punky one. And
very
exists in a weird, kind of very shambolic form for a long time. We played it out a lot and then, yeah, decided we better clean it up and charge some people. Here it is.
Unleash the beast. Material. How easy was this then to pick kind of favorites and highlights, and how easy is it being full stop during the whole album process to look back over 20 years?
It wasn't too hard selecting the tracks for the 20 years. Although there were some that, you know, deep cuts of ours that I would have loved to include, but you've kind of got to draw the line somewhere. Yeah. But this one was always going to be on there. This was captured such a moment and was one of those like glorious sessions where it was all three of them in the studio with two of us.
Oh wow.
And everything we threw at the door just worked. We'd throw a sample in and it would just be like, oh my god, yeah, perfect. Like the core elements of the song came together in such a short time. It was just one of those tracks that just felt like it was meant to be.
Oh wow, go on, absolutely amazing. This is Pharaoh. And I gotta say, this is a real Percy for me as well. I did a mix to promo a Vision Night that's coming up this Friday, and this particular tune is one of the highlights in the mix. Just rolls so well, such a beautiful timeless tune. So big up the Ivy Lab as well.
Exactly, totally.
To more upbeat material. This one is on the 20 years album. Very, very nice and punky. Now, we all know it as Attrition, but in the notes that I was sent last night, it was called Air Fryer. There's got to be a story there.
No, I didn't actually know why. We have all these kind of bananas working titles. that our manager Matt actually loves, and he's always very disappointed when we change the names from things like Air Fryer. Yeah, I can't think of any others, but yeah.
It makes it really hard because when we're DJing quite a lot of the time,
I
know the song as the working title, not the release title. So I'm like trying to find it in my USB. I'm like, where's
the
Air Fryer 32?
Yeah, I think I still have stuff from like Devolution, which is like quite a while back, that's just still original working titles. I can't even remember, like, someone mentions a title out at a show or something like that, and they're like, I love that tune, something or other. Like,
just to set yourself a nice little challenge. Nice. What do we have next, Jeremy? Tell us all about this particular selection.
Devolution. And this is, again, similar to Tangerine. Terribly, I seem to select tracks because I really like the intros. I love the intro of this, the raw energy, the like hype feel to it. And it's kind of an, like, I think musically the intro does what it does and it's really cool, but the drop is somehow awkward. Like, it has this really hype energy but just is a little bit too complicated, but I kind of love it because of that. So yeah, this is one of my favorites of this era for us.
Wow, amazing. From 2017, it's Devolution. Chill out all of after all of those upbeats tunes. So let's play a little bit of something else. Which one of you picked Visages?
Visage.
Yeah, I picked this one. It's off their new album, actually. I can't actually remember the name of the album, but it's a very good album.
Amor Fati.
Yeah, really cool, really diverse. This one was just really lovely. Yeah, I've got a soft spot for kind of R&B, Frank Ocean-y vocals, so yeah. This intro is very cool.
Yeah.
Nice little bubbler.
Yeah, stunning. To another one of yours from your own personal dub collection. You've got to tell us in the fresh hell of harpsichord what is going on this version coming up now.
Lots of weird versions of our tunes that we do for various kind of projects. And this is an old one off the Evolution called Dr. Kink. And when we're doing the 20 years kind of campaign, we needed some fairly kooky kind of royalish music, and yeah, ended up doing a kind of a harpsichord version of Dr. Kink, and this is it. But yeah, the whole 20 years thing was like based around the kind of tacky old royal memorabilia.
Yeah,
and we thought we needed some music like this to kind of like tie it all together.
Adam's Family vibes in the house. To something a little bit more contemporary. This is the Bush Chemists on a remix by a veritable supergroup, really, isn't it?
It is. Is
it? DLR
Molecular and Genic.
Wow, what a collection of people.
Weapons.
This is Light Up Your Spliff, which is nice advice, but it's like 10 to 8 in the morning and I'm working, so I won't take you up on your advice right at this stage, chaps.
Classic. Yeah, when this got sent through, I was just like, are you kidding? And it's been my intro ever since. It's such a banger.
Yeah, massive banger.
Light up your spliff, light up your challenge. Come. Light up your spliff, light up your challenge. Light up your spliff, light up your challenge. Light up your chat. Cha 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 c
Into your own stuff now. Which one have you picked, Joyrider?
I think it was me. Yeah, another oldie that I love and I play in most sets. And it's, yeah, just one of those tunes that I keep going back to. I like the format and it's very crusty and very us at the time.
yeah, very thrashy. Yes. I love this one.
Little tidbit to it as well. The very, very raw first idea of it was actually started in Groningen. And part of it was done, I was using Nick's studio when the guys were on the road for the I Am Legion tour.
Oh.
And this was one of the little sketches we started doing then.
Nice. Oh, wow, cool. Yes, great to hear that once again. I'm sure you guys hear it, you say it's still in your set quite a lot, but I haven't heard that for a little while. And yeah, it takes me back to a really special time in Neuro, really, around that kind of 2016, 2017, were kind of the last final years of that particular kind of chapter of Neuro, and it was a really exciting time in drum and bass. Cool, so Now we're on to a really exciting new artist who's been coming through and really injecting a lot of cool energy and really good vibes into... Oh no, I was looking at the wrong thing. I was looking at Screamo. That's like in 2 tracks time. Sorry, Screamo. This is another wicked track, which is just a proper straight up bubbler. It's Objective and Element with OG Core. Yes. Why did you pick this?
Yes.
Drums.
Yes.
Drums.
It's such swagger.
So just loose. It's just cheeky. I love it.
This is an OG Core. Okay, we got to big up Armani Rain right about now, haven't we?
Indeed. Shout out to Dave over there in Atlanta. Yeah.
Although I have it on good authority, when I started, a massive yes, Dave. Well, yes, David, because when I did an interview with him, I asked him if he's a Dave or a David, and he prefers David. He's more of a former. Right. And you could split the world of Daves and Davids right down the middle with that. I'm very much a Dave. I'm the most informal one. So big up David Armani Rain.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this absolute classic?
This was like the original little jam for this was a tiny little loop. I think it was maybe like 8 bars or something like that to like the first little bit of the tune here, and it was called Scooby-Doo, I think. It's the working title. Yeah.
As you can kind of hear that on those
Really fitting, and it was just kind of pretty kooky and playful, but it's turned into this kind of Armani's made it this kind of mean thing.
Yeah,
absolutely nailed it.
And he would have got away with it too if it wasn't for those pesky up.
I gotta give props and not just angels but the monsters, the preachers and the mobsters, the killers mixed with conscious, the Pox, Biggies and Nas's, the Royces, the Ferramontas, the D.I.s and the Top Libs, the Hoes, Black Thought and Ice Cubes, the names are obvious, it's head nod, product of my environment kind of shit, influential names from the future's former anonymous, non-symbolic timelines follow, call it the anti-gram, damn if I'm gonna spam you, the cultures become autonomous, dystopian propaganda totals only the mass clear, y'all still funky from stalls, sniffing off of some black mirrors. Survival of the fittest, if you last, cheer it on. Coliseum vibes, kill the algorithm, you clearly on. These early stages of cyberpunk, black market starter kids, got y'all guessing where parts are from. Don't even ask me what the cost is, if y'all know the passwords written, then why you mark it done? All I know is producers who change genres like paintbrushes. Some wild chemists compiling medicine, rushing through my veins. Insane numbers, doses of dope, I mean most connected of course. Weapon of choice, nobody sane understands. Higher than hisses and howls. Animal vision through a villain's cow. Snake in the wolf, pushing the work. Devilish smirk, hell of a perk. The mind frame structures with same substance. These lame thrashing passion rebels first. Sheesh, I excel, then prevail. With a flow so nostalgic, y'all start thinking the school crushes. Fresh pair of S-dots, black hoodie, a few Dutches. 10 cars deep to a party, nobody knew what's at. Sample facts, why y'all was yelling about the movement's back? I am not mumbled one line, time to sit you to that. SOS, two killers with a syllable pack. Straight bone snaps in these arm bars.
Yeah, I know. So now, if you just... quickly skip back about 5-10 minutes in the show, you can hear me just about saying some really nice things about Screamo, but I'm going to repeat them again now, as it's actually time to introduce his song. Yeah, really exciting producer who's kind of come through in the last few years and adding a fresh twist on the kind of mainland European take on Neuro, really. And I can hear his music working in your sets. I can see exactly why you've picked a Screamo tune for this show.
Totally. It just sounds tough.
Yeah.
And interesting. And yeah, I just love it.
Fun and groovy and all of those important things for music. But yeah, heavy as hell. This is Black Strings on Blackout. Contemporary flavours flowing. Another really exciting new artist to come through in recent times. Tell us about Obsess.
Yeah, Obsess. He's a French guy, isn't he? I think. Yeah. That's all I know about him. But he writes some cool tunes.
Yeah, he will probably be known as a French guy regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, really cool music and a really classy take on that kind of that sort of direction that some of those drum and bass tunes are going in the moment, with the kind of more contemporary sort of futury sort of vibes.
Emotional really music. Cool.
We'll be right back.
Which one have you picked this one? This is Chesco now.
I basically picked this because I love it, and every time I'm going through my record box, I listen to it and go like, where could I fit this in? And I never end up playing it, and I'm like, well, I'll play it in the radio because it's perfect.
Nice.
I don't need to worry about it freaking a crowd out too much, but I think this is so dope. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it,
Jim. Vibes. Time to say, yeah, in another direction. This is Janik. Oh, second appearance from Janik in this track list, actually.
Fanboys.
Hey. Go on. So this is from The Source. Last year, I think it was, 352. Does this play regularly in your sets?
This is a regular feature in my set. At least, definitely. It's such a killer. It's one of those ones that's just kind of so perfectly rolling and bubbling, and every time I play it, it gets people moving, which is always good. Yeah.
Vibes.
52.
Yes, 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 we're just taking a step out of the upbeat selection for one moment. Although I could imagine this very much in an upbeat set or anything made by Face, because it's got that kind of angry, thrashy feel. But yes, this is Face with Fuego, which we played last week. And you groovy people who support us on Patreon and Discord have, well, just Patreon, I think, voted it for the reload this week. And it goes without saying, thank you so much to everybody who supports us in that way or supports us in any way at all and tunes in regularly. Sends us music, sends us funny pictures and stuff like that, but doesn't harass us on social media. You're all amazing. Yes, this is Fuego. And we're going to keep the heavy flavors rolling. This is an absolute stinker from Alibi. Which one of you picked this one?
It was me. Yeah.
Yeah, this is so good, isn't it?
Yeah, this is one of those ones that's just, as soon as you hear it, it's like, yep. Doing the thing.
It could have come out at any time. Like, this is such a like kind of classic V kind of vibe, like a Bristol-y kind of vibe. Like, at any point in the last 30 years of drum and bass, if this dropped, you know the reaction it would go down. It would fit in at any point, really.
Timeless.
Which is perfect for a cover world being like us. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Roll up.
So ago for playing so many old man rollers.
No, I'm back on the old man roller thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying about the last show that you did or something. I can't remember being so critical. So thank you everybody for listening to the weekly session of Old Man Rollers. We will be back with more boomery beats next week. Yes. Thank you at Beats for joining us. It's been amazing. It's been great to see you guys. An amazing selection as well. And yeah, congrats on the 20 years and the 20 year album.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Always good to be on.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Right. So coming up now, we've got something. This is from the No Sleep Till Japan and Iceland project. And I totally forgot about this. It's a beautiful way to end the show because it's a rare beatless moment from yourselves and Emperor. And it's a really cool thing because I'm on the lineup with Emperor this Friday at Vox in Brighton for Vision versus Virus at the Labeled Weekend. That's happening all weekend there. So it's a nice way to do a quick spammy.
Give them a hug from us.
I definitely will. And I'll give them a hug from me. Big up, Connor. And big up yourselves as well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us all these tunes.
Oh, our pleasure. Totally.
Brilliant. We will see you all very, very soon. Ciao, ciao. It's barely 8 o'clock in the morning. Can I go back to bed, please, guys?
No, Dave.
Oh, no!